sorts of things.
So, good morning, Bill Thompson.
Hello there.
Great to meet up with you again. I think we met back in April in Manchester at George Auckland.
Yeah, that's right.
Retirement.
George's thing, where we were looking at the Doomsday Machine and all the stuff like that, and BBC Microcomputer People Literacy Project. And of course, all the people from that are here today as well.
So, I'm not really surprised to see you here at the 30th anniversary of the BBC Micro.
Do you want to know why I'm here?
Come on.
Okay, there are two very important reasons I'm here.
Yeah.
The first is that I live about 2 miles that way, so it's a doddle. The second is that having worked at Acorn in the past, I know Jason Fitzpatrick, who's trying to get the Cambridge Computer Museum up, and it's such a worthwhile project. And really, this is a BEEB celebration, but it's also an opportunity to raise awareness of the plans to build a computer museum in Cambridge. And I think that's a great initiative, so it deserves our support.
Did you experience the BBC yourself back in the 80s?
Yes. Well, in fact, my first experience using Acorn Kit was when I was an undergraduate doing psychology, and I used an Acorn Atom connected up to the prototype Econet network in the psychology labs at Cambridge University, writing in an online version of BASIC to control an experiment with a bunch of pigeons, trying to teach them how to a stimulus response thing. So actually, I go back before the BBC Micro. I used Acorn Atoms.
Wow.
Then I had a BEEB. I had an Electron at home. I worked at Acorn. Yeah, this is my intellectual home.
So do you think today is really just a nostalgia trip for people? Or do you think there might be more to it than that?
No, look, over there's a Raspberry Pi.
I've just dragged you away from the Raspberry Pi stand.
That's fine.
It looked like you were looking at a demonstration of Quake on there.
Yeah. That's right. So it's got Quake running on it. There's the Spectrum emulators on there. So yeah. So there's an enormous amount of potential there. And for me, the Raspberry Pi, like Arduinos, like Embeds, of course, ARM Embeds, designed in this very building, are really important because they make microprocessors accessible to everyone. And if we make coding accessible to everyone as well, then we will have improved the world immeasurably, and our kids will be able to take back the control.
So you think there's an argument there that every child should learn how to code?
Or Every person should know what it is to code.
Yes.
You don't have to be very good at it, but you have to understand the principle, because otherwise the systems around you will determine your life. It's like Doug Rushkoff says, program or be programmed. And this is a room full of people who've dedicated their lives to ensuring everyone can program.
Great. So you really want this computing history museum as well to... You're hoping that lots of people will come together, focus, and get that off the ground.
Yeah, I think the sort of Centre for Computing History is important. Yeah. Yeah. Obviously, we've got the Science Museum, we've got Bletchley Park. Yeah. Those remain very important national collections, but there is certainly room for more and for them to work together to give us the whole picture. And Jason from the Centre for Computing History has access to equipment and people that other people don't easily have. And so I think there is definitely room for all of them.
I think a lot of things can happen as well today. When you're looking around the room, you see some of the people who were involved in the very earliest inception of this project. Chris Curry, Herman Hauser, Steve Ferber. You'll have all met these people from time to time.
I've worked with them. So, yes. I was at Acorn. So, I've had a lot to do with these people over the years. And it's good to see them involved and looking to the future. You know, old computer scientists, don't give up. We just keep on going. We keep on coding.
This feels really odd, interviewing the journalist. Maybe you can teach me some things later on about computing and coding. Bill Thompson, I really hope you enjoy the day.
I did. Oh, main tip, what you do very well is when you're doing a radio interview, don't go to your guest. And you're doing really good on the eye contact and the nodding to make me carry on talking without it appearing on the recording.
Oh, great.
So good technique.
So there's some tips in here that other people can use themselves. Thank you very much, Bill.
That's
you're
okay.
A great guy. Thanks.